Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much. Good afternoon. We are broadcasting live, as always, from Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University. This is Straight Talk, where we talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, whatever's shaking up and down I-77. You will hear about it here Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on Straight Talk. Our broadcast is also brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And our streaming, as always, provided by HighSpeedWeb.net, which enables us to be heard around the world 24/7, 365 days a year. We're delighted to welcome to the program today a couple of great folks from the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Central Carolinas. Mark Pringle is with us. He is the council chair. And, of course, a lady that I am more than having a passing familiarity with, Jody Griesman, program coordinator for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Central Carolinas. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. Now, as is customary, we'll begin with telling everyone who Jody Griesman is. And then, of course, Mark, we will come to you.
Okay. So, yes, I'm the program coordinator for York County of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Carolinas. York County has had a presence in Big Brothers Big Sisters since 2016. And I have been with the program since 2019. So 2 years now, just in March. So.
And you're originally from Rock Hill, or?
No, originally from Michigan.
Okay.
We came to Fort Mill. I'm in Fort Mill, but we came to Fort Mill in 2009. And,
So obviously you like it, or you wouldn't have stayed.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Carolinas are a beautiful place to live.
Can't beat the weather.
No.
It's a fact. Mark, how about you?
I got involved with Big Brothers in 2018. Retired from Siemens and was looking for some way to make a difference and got involved and got a little that I worked with. And then from that, I got involved with the Leadership Council with Jody and trying to get involved with spreading it in York County and getting more people a chance to make a difference.
Obviously, this past year has been one of the more interesting years in anyone's lifetime, the pandemic and such, and has literally changed how people have done business, obviously, with social distancing and working from the house, as you just mentioned, and that sort of thing. How's the impact been for Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Well, it's hard to believe. You know, it was a year ago. We had a really, really beautiful, successful York County breakfast that took place here in Rock Hill for my program, York County portion of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we closed down, as did the rest of the country, about a week after that breakfast, never knowing that we would still be here, you know, operating similarly a year later. For many months, things just kind of were status quo. We didn't make any new matches, but we were supporting those that were already matching, had already been matched. They were meeting virtually. We encouraged a lot of virtual online game participation, Zoom sessions, virtual activities that our organization put together, cooking classes, art classes, different things like that, to keep our littles and their bigs engaged.
All right, let's define what a little and a big is. I saw this on your website earlier this morning, so I got the inside information, but for the casual listener who may not know.
Littles are children that we serve in our program. They're the mentees. We match youth in our program between the ages of 7 and 14. And bigs are our volunteers. They're our adult volunteers. You can be a volunteer with our organization if you're over 18. Most of our bigs are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Available, want to give back, want to contribute to a child. Maybe they were a little when they were a child, or saw the need to have been had a mentor as a child. And we match bigs and littles based on interests, location, availability, and now we're matching based on whether or not they want to be in person or virtual, seeing each other in person or virtually.
How close to a return to normalcy are you now? I mean, obviously, more and more of us are, and Mark mentioned this before we went there, you know, getting the vaccine, and that continues. And, of course, we had staggering numbers this morning from our friends over at the Rock Hill Piedmont Medical Center Community Vaccination Clinic at the Galleria Mall, where they're doing great things, hoping to do over 4,000 vaccinations this week alone as those numbers continue to climb. And City Council, of course, the other night, Rock Hill losing their mandatory mask ordinance, as it were, and, of course, doing a resolution for folks to, you know, wear the mask anyway, which is a good idea because the numbers do support, you know, whether you like them or not, they apparently do work because the flu numbers are even down for this year as well. So how, you know, as you begin to climb back out of this, as it were.
Right. I've pretty much all of my matches are back to seeing each other in person, still with social distancing measures in place, preferably with outside activities only, taking a walk in the park, walking to go get ice cream, meeting at the park and doing a craft over a picnic table. Mark can tell you what he did with his little recently, just in person, having not seen him a lot over the last year.
We went fishing. So okay. I had him over and went fishing in a pond and had a good way to get together and talk. And he hadn't been done a lot of fishing, so I got to teach him the basics. And he caught some fish, so we had a good time.
Contact. It's all about the contact.
Yeah. Quality time. Consistency. And, you know, communication has been really key this last year. A lot of, you know, bigs are just have stayed in contact with their littles via text and phone messages and video messaging. And some people are doing snail mail. Some people are sending crafts back and forth through diaries, journaling, reading books together, getting creative and doing things that we didn't do before the pandemic. But staying in contact. So, yeah, I would say we're back to nearly normal.
Has the pandemic forced you into having to think outside the box and how you normally did things on a daily basis, so to speak?
Yes, our agency has, I would say, really come into the 21st century in terms of all of our documents are now, like, online documents. We're really going very paperless. This all forced us to have to do that in a way, not being able to go into the office for our files and our documents and such. And that has all, although it was a little bit of a learning curve, has forced us to be much more efficient. So it's really a good thing that came out of it.
As Council Chair, Mark, how has it all impacted you and what you do?
Well, I think what we were trying to do is do fundraising and see how can we help expand York, because York is really a branch off of the Charlotte chapter of Big Brothers. So just getting involved with how we can find more people that have interest and go visit the companies locally to see who wanted to get involved financially. So we've been trying to see what we can do to help.
I've been having a lot of success with that.
Well, we started to until the pandemic hit.
Right.
I think we were starting to get traction. And it's kind of fun to take something from the ground level as it is in York and we build it up. So we need to go back to that. I think we, as soon as everybody gets back to normal, we can pick it up again.
Do you have any timeline for when you all may start to do that other than obviously the only way now I'm guessing is through online?
Right, and we really haven't developed a timeline yet, but I think probably within the next couple of months we can start into that.
Start to get back on the pavement, as it were, outside, exactly. Back in the air.
Right, correct, yeah.
Providing a safety net for youth in a troubling time, it's got to be the understatement of the year, our topic this afternoon, because it has been a troubling time that no one could have ever imagined. And, you know, there's not too many of us that were around for the great pandemic of 1917. To tell those stories, but it has to have been a challenge that has to have been daunting.
Yes. I think the one, you know, very negative outcome that we've seen with the whole pandemic has been the social isolation for kids. A lot of parents chose virtual learning for their children, not really fully understanding what that would mean in terms of their academic success, the challenges in learning in that environment long term, and then being isolated and not being able to be in person with their peers, with their teachers. The impact academically, I think, is very much secondary to what we've seen socially. A lot of our children, parents, are now experiencing that their children have become depressed. And I mean, I'm seeing that so much more so from the new applicants that are coming in that, you know, do not have a mentor, do not have a positive role model outside of their family members that they can interact with, confide in, just be a listening ear, get to do fun things with, experience, you know, joy and explore new interests and that sort of thing. So that has been the biggest challenge. Kids are not being identified. Over the last year, we've seen a much lower application rate for littles, for the youth, because so many kids are virtual. The school counselors are not seeing them. They're not having to get referred for services in the school, emotional, social well-being services that their teachers or their administration might have picked up on if they were in person. So that's been a big challenge.
And not long ago, we had stories about, you know, when the virtual thing began happening and the e-learning and all that, there were kids that were literally falling off the grid, and, you know, they wound up having to go out and actually start looking, physically looking for children and families and such, because they just sort of disappeared.
Right. I mean, I don't know. In my program, personally, I did not experience that. I didn't have any children that were unaccounted for.
Right.
But, I mean, I have not serving hundreds of children. So.
Right.
But in Charlotte, I know that we did have that, you know. And that's awful. That's terrible. It shouldn't happen. But it's an outcome. It's a negative outcome that happened as a result of, you know, these kids that are already at risk. In families where they don't have a consistent, you know, a parent who is available and can provide the assistance that's needed. They're falling through the cracks. Mom's still having to work or has lost her job. They may be homeless. We don't know what all the reasons for that are, but they're certainly not, you know, what we want to experience for our kids.
And it's got to be tough enough to be, I mean, it was tough enough when we were kids, or so we thought, but especially now. I mean, Mark, and as Jody was just mentioning, with depression and childhood depression, we're beginning to hear more and more stories about the numbers that are climbing and that sort of thing. I know you encounter this.
I am. I've encountered it just by seeing it on the news and what have you, so you can really understand that. But good thing with the Big Brothers relationship, in my case with Cam, we started texting, and we actually communicated better texting than we had done before. So actually, it helped the pandemic situation. But I'm sure there's a lot of others. The problem is they don't get a chance to interface with anybody.
Yeah,
and that, I could see how that caused a problem. And
especially when you're separated like that, you know. I mean, it's one thing to sit in front of a screen and have a conversation and all that, but it's not quite the same thing as going fishing.
Right. Yeah, and just being together allows conversation to happen, whereas it's hard when you're talking electronically.
I would think so. We're doing Straight Talk today here. We have Mark Pringle with us. He's council chair, along with Jody Griesman, program coordinator of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Central Carolinas. We're going to take our mid-program break. This is the part that Jody's been waiting for, I know. And we'll get to that high point in just a moment. She's pretty good at this, Mark, so don't be intimidated. We will remind you that Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And as always, we broadcast live from the beautiful Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. And the magical way in which they do this is, Jody and I will tell you, is slice, 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 garden, 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 garden. We'll be right back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any health care need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Comporium's CloudVoy Services delivers carrier-class cloud PBX and hosted business phone services with all the features expected from a traditional phone system, plus unified communications, instant messaging, mobile apps, video conferencing, and more. Business CloudVoy takes away all the guesswork by offering a cost-effective, pay-as-you-grow service. It doesn't skimp on quality or features. It won't hurt the bottom line, and it will continue to deliver innovative services year after year. Learn more online at business.comporium.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Oh, we're coming back. We can do that, yeah. Okay. Are coming back. We're here on Straight Talk for this Tuesday afternoon. Stephen Stone pinch hitting for my friend Manning Kimmel. Jody Griesman, the program coordinator of Big Brothers Big Sisters in Central Carolina, is with us, along with Council Chair Mark Bringle, and continuing to talk about the great things that Big Brothers and Big Sisters are doing. You gave me an interesting statistic during the commercial break, Jody, and I wanted to start with that. You apparently have more boys in need than you do girls. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Historically, boys have always needed mentors more. They've been more identified, more referred as youth that need our services. Often not having a father in the home is a big piece of that reason. Mothers are usually the nurturer, the caregiver, and I figure if girls have their mother, then they have someone, but boys really need a male model, male positive role model in a male.
Well, and, go ahead.
Yeah, and women are naturally nurturing. We seek to serve and, you know, connect with youth, give back to our community, I think, at a higher rate than men.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
So, thank goodness, yes, but we never have enough men to serve all of the boys that we have in our program waiting to be matched.
All right, so, well, let's talk about parents with children right now, a situation where, you know, they're looking at little Steve and thinking, you know, I mean, Dad would love to be here more if he could, but he's got to work and support a family and that sort of thing. Do you find a lot of parents reaching out to your organization for this kind of help?
I think a lot of parents don't know that we're here still, and that's, you know, always a challenge. I think, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we were not a we were not an active presence in York community, and people may have reached out at one point and assumed that that's still the case, but we are serving boys and girls in York County. Now, parents can contact our agency. They can go online. They can submit a form online, or they can call me directly if they want to ask about the program for their child. And, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about contact. What is the website address for you all?
The website is bbbscentralcarolinas.org.
Okay.
My email is Jody, J-O-D-I, dot Griesman, G-R-I-E-S-M-A-N, at bbbscentralcarolinas.org.
And a phone number?
My direct phone number is 248-515-1402. Right. And I'm happy to speak with anyone that has any questions about whether they want to be a volunteer or they have a child in need of being served in our community.
All right. See, now this is where I dazzle you with having done my homework. I know the Big Brothers and Big Sisters began back in 1904. Mm-hmm. You've been around for over 100 years. You are a 501c3 nonprofit, which means that any money we reach into our pockets and give you, we can write off of our taxes, which is a wonderful thing for all the obvious reasons. We can write it off our taxes, and you get the money to do the great things that you do. Funding during the pandemic, and I turn to you, Mr. Chairman, has to have been a bear.
Yes, and we dropped off. Luckily, they've had enough funding to maintain the bare minimums. But, you know, if I could just have a little bit of a commercial, if you look at some way you want to get involved in somewhere where you're pretty sure your money is going to make a difference, I cannot think of anything more powerful than these one-on-one relationships that come through this organization. So these kids that get picked, you're going to make a difference. And just by being with them and participating, you're making a difference in their lives. And so it is a well worthwhile endeavor to get involved with. So either with your personal time or with your money to help others do make a difference in the lives of these kids. And I think that's, at the end of the day, what we're all looking for.
And I know from having seen your website, there is a donation button there. I mean, you can't make it much simpler than that. Again, the website?
bbbscentralcarolinas.org.
And you just click on the donate button and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Easy as it can be. Yes.
It is. It's very easy. Now, before the pandemic began, you and the Rock Hill School District we're getting ready to do some pretty big things.
We were.
And then suddenly, boom, coronavirus, and everybody got shut in, including them.
Correct. In fall of 2019, I had been seeking a site-based program of some sort in York County, Fort Mill, Rock Hill. I was looking at lots of different options, having a school-based mentoring program. And Serena Williams from the Rock Hill School District contacted me directly saying that Rock Hill was looking for something as well and wanted to partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters. After a course of several meetings, we agreed and we developed a partnership and identified Rosewood Elementary School as our program for the program to launch in the fall of 2020.
Right.
Last spring, we started with a series of orientations where we were looking for volunteers from Winthrop University, the Rock Hill community, lots of small businesses in the area to serve the children at Rosewood that we would identify for the program. And obviously, the pandemic affected all of that. And with the change in programming for school to be going virtual, they decided volunteers wouldn't come in. We put the entire program on hold, but we've maintained communication with Rock Hill School District, which they've said that they still want to do this very much so, just when in-person learning can resume. So we're hopeful that we can do that this fall, which will really, really grow our program and help to serve more children in the community.
And the middle and high schoolers, what a coincidence. In-person learning began yesterday, so obviously conversations will begin again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Have you talked to the Fort Mill School District or York School District?
About?
Doing what you want to do with Rock Hill.
Well, I'm one person.
I mean, it's a big county, I know, and you're just one person.
Yep.
It's just you and Mark.
I'm the only worker in York County, so spreading myself too thin wouldn't be ideal. My supervisors, the program managers and whatnot above me have said, let's start with one school.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very good, successful model. We've done this in Charlotte in many schools.
Okay.
So to make it happen, we know what to do to make it happen. The program is all set up and ready to go, and we've got a very willing participant in Rosewood. So we believe it's going to be greatly successful. We'll launch, hopefully, serving 15 to 20 children that first school year, and then grow from there. Growing that school, perhaps, as well in numbers, but then expanding to another school, perhaps, the following year or so. So
how difficult is it to get mentors for the program?
Well, Rosewood already had a pretty good base of volunteers that were serving that school in different capacities, coming in as reading buddies, doing different things. So they were very hopeful that those same people would just roll over and want to
a little bit of
be
a head
mentors
start.
Under the training and advice of our program. We had people at the table that were discussing getting our volunteer base from Winthrop, from Founders, from Comporium, from other businesses in the community that provide their employees incentives to volunteer. A lot of businesses do that. They allow their employees a couple hours per month or an hour per month to do that. They could do so on their lunch hour, have some flexibility. So we didn't feel that that was going to be a huge challenge given the people at the table that were going to help us with that.
Now, as we start to slowly inch our way back towards some sense of normalcy, Mark, are there ideas for fundraising in the pipeline, as we start to rev the engines back up again?
Well, we'll need to start up what we had begun before, and I'm sure we'll talk about having another fundraising get-together like we had with the breakfast. And just reaching out to the community and trying to get the word out and go to actually visiting the different businesses to see how they wanted to get involved.
It's great work that you all are doing and cannot be praised and complimented nearly enough or often enough. But the funding thing, I mean, you need that and you kind of need that now.
Yes.
I'm saying this. I'm taking a wild guess here.
It's a pretty easy guess.
Yeah.
Of course you need it.
Yeah.
And we have to pick back up from what had dropped off, but hopefully it'll be part of what comes back with everything else in our life.
We had several fundraisers slated for 2020 that did not take place.
Right, so now you're really behind.
That all either went to a virtual format and brought in far less than what we had anticipated with an in-person event, or dates are just postponed or were canceled entirely. So, yes, we've had to shift our focus. We've stayed within reason. We've saved a lot of money by being able to be virtual. We don't accumulate mileage. Our events cost money, so we're not having some of those events. It's been challenging. We definitely need for financial financial help is still there.
All right. So very quickly, for those who want to donate now, they go to the website, which is
BBBS. centralcarolinas.org.
I love doing that. And of course, they want to call you directly.
248-515-1402.
And the email?
Jody, J-O-D-I, dot Griesman, which is G-R-I-E-S-M-A-N, at bbbscentralcarolinas.org.
We'll make that the final word. Jody Griesman, a pleasure as always to see you. Mark, great to meet you.
Thank you.
Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County. And OT.